The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell, Chad Upton, along with Frank Bird, producing as always. Great win last night for the Black Bears. Found a way to get it done. 14-0 was the deficit. There was a point in that game last night that Hickory had the football in our territory, looking to drive it, maybe push their lead to 21-0, and that really could have changed things. But we found a way to get it done. To me, we talked about last night, one of the pivotal moments last night was the blocked punt that I believe Colton Jewell had that really changed the momentum and really forced everything to go back our way. And, Coach, when you look at how things ended up last night, from that second quarter on, you just couldn't ask for a whole lot more than what you got out of your football team.
Yeah, I think it took us a little while to adjust to the speed. You know, we had a great week of practice, had some young kids come up off of the JVs and, you know, help out with some of the scout teams and got a good look, but you can't simulate the speed, you know, that number six had and number four, and we knew that. We knew we were going to have to do a good job containing those guys, and felt like if we could get to him and get a hand on him, because of the way our defense kind of swarms to the ball, that we could, you know, pound on him a little bit and hopefully get him wore down. And I think you saw that late in the second half. I think that, you know, we finally got to him. But those first two series for those guys, you know, they took it right to us. And like I said, it took us a little while to adjust to that speed.
You're talking exactly about what I was thinking the whole time, that maybe perhaps if we found a way to start working on them physically a little bit, that we would break their will. And I think that's exactly what we saw last night. You're talking about a kid that came into the game last night, if I remember correctly, in line barger, with, you know, 3,000 yards or something like that and 24 touchdowns, maybe it was 1,300 yards, I guess is what it was. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, he was a key cog in their offense. They had him and a quarterback that was pretty mobile. But you're absolutely right. Once we started getting to them a little bit and hitting on them, it just seemed like that their will diminished and we were able to enforce our will on them.
Well, I think when we finally got to him and was able to put some hits on him, and, you know, like I said, the way our defense tackles, it's usually not just one. You're usually seeing four and five and sometimes even more than that to a tackle. And thought that our defense did a good job once we got dialed in. Thought Coach Brennan made a good adjustment in there and got a different package in there that helped us out. You know, Ben Johnson played quite a bit for us last night, especially there in the second half, and gave us a different look back there in the secondary, added another DB, and just felt like we started winning the war up front. Just felt like our defensive line really took over, and I can say that on the offensive side too. You know, felt like we started running the ball well in the second half. Pretty big different stats, rushing yards in the first half to second half, and McKinley got dialed in a little bit with the receivers, and you know, looked like we were playing some Pisgah football.
Absolutely.
Again.
You look at those stats like you mentioned just a few moments ago. Pisgah had 124 yards on the ground. 117 of that, which is the vast majority, came in the second half. Throwing wise, had another great night. 147 total, I guess, in the first, then 271 for the game. In terms of receiving, Trevor Johnson, 5 catches, 59 yards and a score. Jesse Anderson, 4 catches, 46 yards and a score. Jesse Martinez, 2 catches for 18 and a touchdown. And then Hunter had 2 catches for 20. So, you know, like we've been seeing all year long, that stable of 4 receivers and McKinley Brown, those 5 are really dynamic right now and doing a lot of good for you offensively in terms of moving the football.
Well, they create some problems, you know, especially if you've got more than one that you can go to. It's hard, you know, usually in a secondary, you usually only have maybe one or two really good DBs back there, the coverage guys, and, you know, we feel like we've got 4 good wide receivers, and it's hard matchup. You know, again, we're going to face some more speed this week in High Brighton, but, you know, I'm excited for our kids, you know, to be able to move on to the second round and get one step closer. You know, we're trying to get to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. You know, if you can get to Thanksgiving, you know you've had a pretty special season, and we're one round away from it, so hopefully we can buckle down and maybe get one more at home.
Vadre Crouch continues to be a huge difference maker. Now, both sides of the football. Talk about his play last night.
You know, I thought he played well. He's done that all year. Him and Cheryl Rathbone our kids, and even Trevor, I throw Trevor in that boat too. Our kids seem to feed off their energy.
Yeah.
And when those three are playing well on defense and flying around, our defense is playing really well. And the offense feeds off of it. I think the defense started, as you mentioned, the block punt by Colton Shuler last night. Cheryl Rathbone wanted me to mention, too, that he had the most return yards on the punt return last night over Jesse Anderson. Yeah. So I thought I'd get that plug in there for him. He wanted me to make sure to get that. But, it's exciting to see those guys having fun. I think you saw that. I think our kids were out there flying around, having a good time, and, feeding off that energy from each other.
That blocked punt by Colton Shuler, again, I said this last night, I felt like that was the key difference in terms of changing the momentum. Do you ever recall a situation in a game that you've coached where a team came out there and did a lot of things that they wanted to do and have that deep of a momentum switch that lasted the entire time? You guys went out there, we were down 14 points, in danger, in my mind, of going down 21 to nothing, and then we went out and scored 31 unanswered points. Not only was our offense doing the things that we needed them to do, but defensively, we essentially held Hickory to nothing else the rest of the night. I can't remember that type of momentum shift being that final at that point in the game before, in the games that I've seen.
You know, in all of my games, you hear me talk about going back to when I was at East, mm-hmm. and that's where most of mine come from, because that's where I was at for so long. We had a game back in 2008 against Mount Pleasant, and a second round game, and they were up about like that, about 14 to nothing, and we picked off a pass right before halftime and returned it for a touchdown, and that momentum swing right there went our way, and we went on to score about like that. It was like 35-7 was the final, or 35-14,
right.
And it's funny how one play can dictate so much. Now, in saying that, I mean, you've got to follow suit on how well your defense plays, and you got to be able to score points. But just felt like that gave us a little boost of energy, and just thought that our kids, settled down. We never got frustrated, even though going down 14 to nothing, I never saw doubt in our kids' eyes. We just needed something to go our way, and it seemed like that was a big play that helped us out.
When I think about stats in football, and I always try to think about the stats that I think make the most difference, I always think about third down conversions, and I also think about, if you get the opportunity, fourth down conversions. And last night, defensively, you guys had two huge holds on fourth down, and then you go back and you look at the third down stuff. You were able to convert some big third down plays. You were able to convert a huge fourth down play. So when you got to have it happen, it happened last night, so that's got to be a good feeling, too, to know that your kids, when called upon, back against the wall, you're able to get it done.
You know, you talked about the fourth down stops. You know, the one that comes to mind is right there about, I think it was on our side of the field, maybe about the 45, and they went forward, and Colton Shuler and Hunter Wyck came up and just had a great stop. Trevor actually was out on a corner and got the edge set for us, cranked down, had a pulling guard to try to kick out on him, and he sat down right there and made the back come back to the inside, and Colton met him in the hole, and Hunter Wyck came off his block outside and got that momentum going backwards, and it was a fourth and short.
Yeah.
And it was like a negative three loss.
Right.
And just felt like, you could just see how excited the kids were coming off the field, seeing Hunter and seeing Colton coming off like that. And, I think we went on in and scored on that series as well. So, just felt like, it starts with our defense. There's no doubt about that, but, felt like we fed off that, and offense came around, and we were able to put some points on the board.
You broke their will, didn't you? And I think that was probably something that you felt like that you could do in terms of wrapping them up a little bit. In that first part of the game, I thought we were where we were supposed to be, but I thought their elusiveness and speed kind of hurt us a little bit. And I was concerned, I guess, at that point that might play out in a way that we didn't want to, but we hung in there, continued to be where we were supposed to be, and then started getting bodies on their bodies. And I feel like that physicalness that we were able to demonstrate last night against that team went a long way into sort of shutting down them, both in terms of what they were doing physically, but emotion too. We were looking over there across the sidelines, and you could tell, Chuck always talks about teams. Chapel Show. Going back through and looking at some of the other things that we want to talk about, first of all, I wanted to go through the scores that we had last night out of that bracket. Able to get those scores for this morning and share those with everybody, because all of these teams are still going to be relevant throughout the tournament as long as we're playing, and I think that could very well be for just a little while. First of all, Freedom, a big win last night, 33-13 over East Rowan. That was certainly a game that we felt like was going to go Freedom's way. Again, Freedom, the number one seed, 33-13 winners. Forest View, the 9 seed, beat Carson, the 8 seed, 63-48. Forest View, the 9 seed, will move forward as well. High Brighton, a winner last night, big. 41-0 was their score over Patton, the team that is in their conference. So High Brighton moves to the second round, and they will visit us next week. Of course, we followed that game for everyone last night as well. South Point, a winner over West Rowan last night, 28-7. It was also Burns over North Gaston, 35-18. Piedmont, a winner over Tuscola, 31-17. Tuscola finishes out their season, and they'll be out of the tournament now. And Concord, a shutout win over Northwest Cabarrus, 29-0 as well. Be back in just a moment. WPTL Radio, voice of Pisgah football.
Nothing runs like a deer. Oh, that's a trademark of John Deere, too much for a youngster to handle. But at Hometown Hardware, they have an assortment of 5-inch John Deere Rev-N-Go farm toy vehicles with super soft monster tread tires, just $9.99 each. And Dad, if you need a new oil burner nozzle to tune up that furnace, they have a good selection at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Take the family. There's something for everybody.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bear.
Back live this morning, the Brett Chapel Show. Just a few more scores before we keep talking a little bit about last night and then moving forward to next week. A few more scores to share with you. Ashbrook was a winner, 38-35 over Irwin. So Irwin finishes out and they're done. The tournament is over for them. Two losses in a row after having an undefeated season. Asheville a winner last night over Cuthbertson, 33-7. It was Parkwood, the number 16 seed in the 2AA West, a winner over Franklin, 28-17. Again, we haven't talked about it yet this morning. We will. Smoky Mountain had to forfeit their football game against Forest Hills, so Forest Hills will advance there. It was Shelby over Mountain Heritage, 58-8. Owen a winner over Mountain Pleasant. It was Swain County, a big winner over East Wilkes. And one score for my dad, Richmond County beat Lake Norman to advance to the second round. Coach, I wanted to ask you about that. Part of the reason is I brought up those scores. There's two scores there that are really interesting that I wanted to get your take on before we move forward. First of all, it's the Smoky Mountain situation where had an athlete apparently didn't have a physical that was valid anymore, and they had to report that, self-report that to the state. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because that's not something that I ever recall hearing about, at least at this point in the year. It's a tough situation for those coaches, those kids over at Smoky Mountain.
You know, you feel for those seniors especially, you know, to have the season that those guys had. I think they were 7-4 going in the playoffs, getting ready to host a playoff game, and just think that those kids had a great season, obviously beat us right here at the end of the regular season, and to get in that situation, and I can tell you as a coach, those things right there concern me. I mean, we have people who check, double check. I mean, we have our trainers who go through it. I actually go through it. Coach Presley goes through it. then Coach Presley takes it down the office and the secretaries go through it. Because you're talking about that many kids, it's easy to miss something if you're not. And, you know, from what I have come to understand about the situation with Smoky Mountain, the kid also played basketball. Well, basketball season and wrestling started up, you know, last week,
right.
2 weeks ago. And those coaches go back through and check physicals as well. And I think they were the ones that caught it, you know, that this young man's physical had run out sometime in October, which made him ineligible. You know, and I tell you one thing, it would have been something easily swept under the rug. I mean, they could have got a physical and probably not said anything. Nobody would have been wiser to it. So, you know, them self-reporting shows a lot of character about Coach Nate Parrott and that staff and Jimmy Cleveland and the principal and all of those things because, you know, you feel for those kids.
Yeah.
You really do, but they did the right thing. And I think that, you know, Davis Whitfield, who's the president of our organization for the state, you know, talked about it in the paper. I saw the thing on the news last night and really gave credit to Smoky Mountain for, you know, stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility for it. But again, you know, you hate it for those kids and those seniors to go out like that.
Yeah. When you go and have those state clinics in the summertime, those kinds of things and I guess guidelines around how to practice and the way you need to practice in the summertime, especially with heat and with pads on and not pads on, those are all points of real emphasis from the state. And they tell you guys pretty clearly about what the repercussions are. So that was something that was known there. They knew once they self-reported it what kind of turnout there would be there.
Well, absolutely. And the thing that you, that concerns you is, I mean, you're looking at, and heaven forbid a kid to get hurt, but if a kid's got an outdated physical and something happens
right,
to them.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you're looking at lawsuits.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at all of those things.
Yeah,
it's kind of like wearing an outdated helmet.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to have a head injury and then
come
to find out your helmet's outdated. So you have to be careful in all of this and make sure you're keeping the kids in the forefront. And you know, it looks like it was just an error in looking over physicals. It doesn't look like it was probably more than 3 or 4 weeks old, but still, I mean, that's part of the deal with us and having to keep up with these things. And, you know, again, I hate it for those kids, but, you know, I think they have set an example for making sure physicals get checked more.
Game last night that we saw, Parkwood, a 16 seed over Franklin, 28-17 score. I can't remember a 16 seed beating a 1 seed before. Do you have any recollection of that?
You know, I can't. You know, that was, and I kept asking the coaches, are you sure that's right? You know, when our game was over with, and Coach, we're pretty sure that's what we're hearing. And I said, well, I got to see this on the computer. I got to see this on the news or something to believe it. But, you know, as I got to reading a little bit on the story, I think I was talking to you this morning. I think Franklin had a 4th-and-2 situation, went for it, didn't get it, fumbled it, Parkwood scooped it up and scored. And if I'm not mistaken, they said there was maybe 2 pick-6 from Parkwood. So it sounds like, you know, Franklin played the worst game of the year in the first round of the playoffs. You know, I felt like we probably did that against Smoky Mountain. You know, everybody's due a game like that, and you know, we're fortunate that it didn't bite us too bad, and of course didn't happen in the playoffs, and it looks like Franklin's did.
You look like you, and real quick, you look at Franklin and Irwin, two teams that had state championship aspirations, and they're both finished. I mean, that just goes to show you, and it's a good lesson for all of us, that you got to enjoy every single moment and appreciate every opportunity you have. You know, our season will continue. Their season will not continue. It can go that fast. And when you talk to your seniors, that's one of the things you talk about, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talked about it at halftime last night. You know, guys, if you want this to be over with, it'll be over with. You know, this team's good enough to win this ball game and move on in advance. And, you know, we just keep talking. We're not ready for this train to quit rolling just yet. You know, we want to continue to go as long as we can. And, you know, at least for our seniors, we get to move on one more week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. I always want to do this and like to do this. I want to go back to the beginning of the week and let you talk us through just for a moment or two about what you saw in film last week and then what the points of emphasis were in terms of practice this week. And you made a note and mentioned this too, that scout team that you guys have, their job is to prepare us, to get us ready to go on Friday night, and they had a great week, it sounds like, too. So what was that prep week like for us to get ready for Hickory?
I thought both Coach Rodomer and Coach Brindley both, put a good game plan together on what we could do. Like I said, I thought Coach Brindley made a good adjustment last night and got a different package in that helped us, on the defensive side, offensively for us. We just needed to get settled down. They gave us a couple of different looks defensively. I think when we finally got everything figured out and got the kids in the right places, we settled down on that. The other thing that we haven't talked about this morning is the special teams.
Yeah,
We were not going to kick it deep to number six. We were not going to do that. I know you saw a lot of short kicks on the kickoff.
Well, they creeped up on you one time and you killed one of the ends.
They did.
So,
we kind of kept an eye on them there, seeing where they were at. And, we told Nathan, no, we're not kicking the six. We'll take anybody else. Thought Jesse Anderson did a great job on the punts. I think he had about a 44-yard average last night.
Right.
And he did a good job kicking it away from six as well. And you've got to be sharp on your special teams, too. I know Nathan missed a couple of the extra points, and he and I had a nice little conversation coming off, and then the kid bounces back and, hits the 29-yard field goal from the same hash that he missed at Franklin. And that was good to see. He put it right down the middle.
You talked about special teams and Jesse Anderson with those rugby-style kicks. One thing that I picked up on for the first time in my mind last night, and I think it plays out particularly well on turf, is that he seems to kick with a lot of overspin.
Yeah.
And so they'll take those bounces, and he's getting 20 yards on those rolls. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's been so successful with those punts.
Well, I think so. And you look at the outside gunners, you look at Hunter Wyke and Jeff Henson, when those guys are able to get down the field and get off box quick, those bounces are able to continue to roll because those returners back there are concerned about picking it up with these, with our guys in their face. So, our guys are doing a good job on those special teams and, had a neat little interception last night too. We hadn't talked about with, Holt Underwood. I know he thinks he needs to be playing linebacker now,
go.
I'm sure, but.
He might be in the secondary.
Might be back there with Trevor and Vodrey
now,
I guess.
Exactly.
See him coming off the corner, but, that was great to see as well. And people kind of may laugh about that, but those are some things that we work on in practice as well. You got to have some of those guys, those drop ins, drop off, and, you'll see, Holt do that, and you'll see Cheryl do that sometimes too, and, great catch. Man, that might have been the best catch of the whole night, even between our receivers. And he took his shield off last night because we had a little bit of rain. And he said, I can see a lot clearer without that thing on. I said, might have helped you out.
Exactly. When you go and look at everything that's transpired, though, right now, Coach, as far as the year goes, and I said this to Chuck last night, I don't have any reason to believe that our kids shouldn't have every bit of confidence in the world after everything that they've seen and now, in many ways, overcome. And that's got to be something that'll play out well for us, too.
I hope so. I feel our kids, when we go into a ball game, feel like we can win. And I certainly feel like we will, go into the ball game Friday night, with that same mindset now. Thinking it and doing it's two different things. But our kids have done a really good job of, even when we've got backed in the corner, like going down 14-0, they came out fighting.
Right.
And that's what you like to see from your team.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Every man needs a good pair of gloves. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza has large, split leather, pile-lined gloves at $5.49 a pair. That'll do him. And if he has a shop, there's a mystery heater, 75,000 BTU forced air kerosene heater, doorbuster priced $199. They do layaway, make keys, and are introducing the new Dollar Central with kitchen tools, pet toys, treats, and more. Hometown Hardware, Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Segment this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. High Brighton in town next week. Very good football team, 10-1. You know, you hate to, and you try to be careful about scoreboard comparisons, but High Brighton and Hickory had a really close game. High Brighton, I believe, won their game. Same conference, won that game by a couple of points. And I have no idea. I haven't seen High Brighton this year, but I would assume maybe they would like to try to do the same kinds of things. But in terms of running the football at you and using their speed as a weapon. But I would think that some of the things that we had success with last night may very well be applicable in this game coming up Friday as well.
Hopefully so. You know, a little bit of a different type running game High Brighton has, you know, with the double wing stuff and the triple option. And got a good quarterback who's over 1,000 yards rushing. You know, got to watch a little bit of film last night already, and I think they returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown last night. So, you know, got some good skill people back there again, which that conference is known for. Glad they're coming here. You know, glad they're having to travel here and come to us. But, you know, like our chances, you know, you're mentioning the score between Hickory and High Brighton. You know, we got that film and watched it all last week.
Right.
You know, it was one of those situations, kind of sound like our game was smoking, maybe Franklin's game last night. High Brighton had quite a few turnovers to have kept it close. You know, Hickory got those and ended up getting scores off of them. So, you know, I'm expecting it to be a good, hard-fought game. You know, excited about the opportunity to be in the second round and get to get after High Brighton.
We need as many people there as we can get, too. I mean, this is an important time of year. And we understand how the weather was last night, but this is a big deal right now. I mean, you're talking about getting very much into the teeth of this deal. And if we're going to have an opportunity to be playing in December, which I think we can very well do, you got to have as much support as we can get, don't we?
Well, you know, working this hard to have a home playoff game, you know, and I know we had a lot of people that was obviously was at the Tuscola game, but we need a good crowd again. You know, our kids really feed off of that. You know, if you hadn't had a chance to see this team play, they're fun to watch. I mean, kids on defense flying around. Offensively, they're fun to watch, you know, the different ways that we've been able to score. And, you know, we need our fans to be with us on Friday. You know, we need the stands to be packed, to be loud. You know, we don't need Paul Jones down on the fence hollering by himself.
Yeah,
you know, we need a slew of them to be with him. And, you know, and we had some of the same guys that were with us there last night, but, it still wasn't as many as we had hoped for. And hopefully, like you said, we'll get good weather this week. And, you know, I encourage these people to come out and see these kids. You know, these seniors, we've only got them, you know, for a few more games. And, hopefully it's more than just this one. But if not, and we do go out, you know, come watch these kids. They represent our community, our school program, and, are doing a heck of a job for us.
I think, we're not finished yet. I think we're going to add to our win total. But by virtue of that, that forfeit now in terms of Smoky Mountain, your first year here, a 10-win season. I know you're very proud of that too for your kids as well.
I am, you know, especially for the kids. You know, to be able to say they got a 10-win season, especially these seniors going out and they beat Tuscola. You know, we've been able to accomplish some goals. Obviously we're not done yet. We'd like to, you know, continue this thing going down the road. But, you know, you look back on it, Chad, and one of the things I always, you know, kind of reflect back on, I think it all started in Andrews. I think it all started when we went to camp and the kids just enjoyed that time. Felt like it was a good place that we really got together and got some good work done. And congratulations to those guys last night. Andrews won their game, scored 21 unanswered in the fourth quarter, came back and beat Thomas Jefferson. And talked to Miss Haynes last night, the principal. She told me that they get to host Haysville in a playoff game they've not hosted in over 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
So, congratulations to those guys. And, if they were to win and Murphy were to win, those two get to play in the third round.
Absolutely.
So they'd have a big county clash in the third round. So, you know, great to see that happening too, because we got to practice with those guys.
there's some people that work behind the scenes that don't get much recognition sometimes. And I was reading some of your things, some of your notes there, and I think it's a great point. You've got people that really busted to try to make things happen that don't ever get any recognition for that. I know we've had a great partnership with these churches this year, but you've got some other gals too that are really making a difference and taking care of your football team too, don't you?
You know, I mentioned my wife her last week and the coaches' wives and how big they are and everything that goes into what we do as coaches and then the support they give us. And then we've got another one who's done a heck of a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and Miss June Mathis.
Yeah.
And, you know, June Bug has taken a load off of my plate. You know, she gets all these meals lined up for us, came down on the field, you know, as soon as the game was over last night and said, "Coach, I've got another church that's, you know, wants to feed us next week," and already got that lined up for us. And, you know, some of these people don't get mentioned enough, but I want to make sure we do. And, you know, she's certainly one that has, takes good care of us.
Yeah.
You know, she's one of these team moms, and, like I said, she comes in behind the scenes and doesn't get seen a whole lot and kind of overshadowed, but, her role is very important to me, I can assure you that, because it's something I don't have to worry about that I know is taken care of, and she gets it lined up, and, you know, we just follow what she tells us.
Certainly make it a whole lot different with that, without those people, and I know exactly what you're talking about. June's been a friend of ours for a long, long time, and know how great a person she is. That really, that entire family with Jody as well, and one of your fine head assistant coaches. As we head into next week, airtime 6:30, with the Black Bear Cafe preview, Chuck and I will break down the games and some of the other things going around the region as well. 7:30 is our airtime next week. Again, Pisgah hosts High Brighton. That's the number 4 versus number 5 seed to see who can advance to the third round. We need as many people as we can have there to cheer us on. And then next Saturday morning, Coach Chappell and I will be right back here with the Brett Chappell Show. For Brett Chappell and Frank Bird, this is Chad Upton. Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.
The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.